All right, let's add just a little bit more. So warming up. We don't even need to find your maximum sustainable intensity like I often talk about. We're just getting warm as we go. Okay, 3 minutes left in the warm-up. Okay, if I had to give you numbers, okay, perceived exertion numbers, this may be low for some of you, but let's think of the number 5 as being an effort that is sustainable. 5 is your threshold. The second you work above 5, you could do it for 5 minutes. It would take you to 10 out of 10. Over 5 minutes, your body would fill up with waste over that 5 minutes. You'd hit 10 out of 10 in 5 minutes. Let's not go to 5 yet, but can we be at 3.5 or 4 right now? Okay, another minute. Now, if we could take it to that effort that is just below breathlessness, that would be your 5. And if I said, you know what, I'm gonna get a cup of coffee and I'm gonna go sit over there for the rest of the class, you could hold this. It'd be kind of boring, but you could sit there and hold this for the rest of the class. Obviously, I'm not gonna do that, but you could. Let's find that level. It's not the utmost important that we find it, but that's where we want to go. It's good to know where that is, because we know when we go below it, we can hold it for a long time. When we go above it, things start to go, I wouldn't say bad, they go good because you're working hard, but things get more difficult just by holding it. We have 7 seconds to go, and then a minute off. Rest. Good. Now, minute off. We're going to go 3 minutes, 2 minutes, 1 minute, 3 times. Our goal is to do a little bit more speed, level, wattage, intensity each interval. So like I was saying, if we found threshold and we've worked a little bit above it, it should take 5 minutes to get to 10 out of 10. Okay. So let's do a little bit more than just a little bit more above it. Let's see what level, what speed, what wattage, what intensity it's going to take to bring you up to about a 9.5 out of 10, or close to max effort in 3 minutes. So it's more than just a little bit above that 5 or whatever you found to be threshold. Let's see what it's going to take you to 9.5 out of 10 in 3 minutes. Let's go. All out, turn the beat up. Hey, now I'm glad to meet you. Turn up, girl, blow the speaker. Yeah, think about it now, blow the speaker. I'll speak louder, let's skip out tonight. Billionaire bottles, we just down. I'm like, ain't no problem, all my roads are right. All right, all right, I don't like it. I got another comma in my budget. I got an anaconda in my trophy. Don't push it, cause I'ma hit it till I jackpot. That's right, wax on, baby, wax off. Act right, we can put it on the black card. All night and I'll spend it.
it, I'll spend it. Cause I don't like it. I love it, love it, love it. Uh-oh. So good it hurts. I don't want it. I gotta have it. Uh-oh. When I can't find the words, I just go. I don't like it. No, I love it.
2 minutes to go. If you gave the sensations your body was feeling for that first minute a number, whatever it was, hopefully somewhere above 5, without changing anything, resistance or intensity wise, you should have a higher number at the end of this minute. So if you were at a 6 or a 7, you should be at a 7 or an 8 at the end of this minute. I don't like it. I love it, love it, love it. Uh-oh. So good it hurts. I don't want it. I gotta have it. Uh-oh. When I can't find the words, I just go. I don't like it. No, I love it. Forty-five seconds to go. How you're feeling now, if you were to call out a number, should be higher than it was a minute ago. You have 30 seconds to go. You have 10 seconds to go. Take a peek down at your wattage, your level, your speed, whatever you're using to determine the intensity. Take a look at it. Remember it. Now rest for a minute. Now we're going to go for 2 minutes. We want to end at the same place, but since you only have 2 minutes to get there, you have to go faster or more intense to make it happen. So simply more than you just did to get there. Now, yes, we're carrying a little fatigue over going into it. So it may not be a huge increase, but it'll be more. We're going to go in 30 seconds. Breathe, recover, drink. Let's try to get through that water bottle inside of this class. Three, and two, and one, and go. 2 minutes. We should be doing a little bit more than we did for three. A little bit more than we did for 3 minutes to get here. Minutes. How you feel now should be a little bit more fatigued or a higher perceived exertion number than you felt a minute ago. And it's going to continue to rise. I like it. 25 seconds to go. We don't need to go faster or at a higher intensity. We're already working above threshold, so that's happening inside the body all by itself. Can you go smoother? Can we try to stay relaxed? Can we try to stay soft footfalls, proper posture? Rest, take a minute, and now we're going to do 3 1-minute efforts with only 30 seconds rest. We're going to also try to do more each time. You notice I wasn't saying let's go to 10 out of 10, going to max effort on those other two, but I want that on the third one. So the first minute, a little bit tougher, a little bit more intensity, a little bit higher speed or level than you were just pushing for 2 minutes, but know that we're doing 3 of these and we want more each time. So figure out how you can pace yourself and work your way through that. Seven seconds, get ready. 2, 1, go. More than you just did, but not so much more that you can't do more 2 more times. Rest. Only 30 seconds. Only 30 seconds of recovery. Can we do a little more? Let's go. Come on, doing more. You want to do it all day? I get a flow and I let you ride it, baby. Good love and don't play. Give me the show. Yeah, I like the way you roll, roll, roll it. Keep the party going. There's really only one thing I gotta know. Oh. If you're waiting for the moment, here it is. If you're aiming for the heartland, you can't miss. You wanna know. Oh. Where's the love? Here it is. If you're waiting for the moment, here it is. If you're aiming for the heartland, you can't miss. You wanna know. Oh. 10 seconds. Hang in there. Let's rest. 30 off. 1 more. This is a 10 out of 10 effort. Let's go so hard that we don't make it to the end. That we have to slow down before we get to that minute. Then we're taking a minute off. We'll do a 2 minute interval below threshold, below that 5 out of 10, and then we'll get moving again. 2, 1, go. Seconds to go. Like a vision of love. Three, two, one, rest. In it off. Okay. So, we have found an intensity by doing that first 3 minute effort that takes us to that 9 out of 10 range, or that breathless, very uncomfortable range, but just doable, just completable for 3 minutes. We found that. Let's remember that because we want to go back to that. In 23 seconds, we're going to go for 2 minutes. So whatever piece of equipment you're on, let's find the speed, the level, the wattage that takes you to about a 3 out of 10. Okay, aerobic. Comfortable, but working. Not breathless. A place where you could recover, but you do have to do work while you're there. Let's try to find that place right now. So if you are out on a hike or a bike ride or a jog that wasn't extremely goal-oriented, you were just out to be outside, enjoying yourself, not overly focused on the workout, just on being out and moving. Let's find that intensity right now. I would call it an energy increasing intensity, not an energy or fatigue building, not an energy decreasing or fatigue building intensity. Let's find that. And I'll tell you why in a few seconds. We're here for about 25 more seconds. The reason I want you to find this, because this is your new recovery. This is where we go for that minute recovery or that 30-second recovery. This, no less. All right? Remember where it is. Remember what it is. Good. I know I just said that, but now recover. Now down to a walk. Now very, very low intensity. Okay. So whatever you just did, that's what we're going to use for that minute recovery. We're going to run. We're going to go for 3 minutes. We're going to go to 9 out of 10. Whatever speed or level you need to do that, go there. But instead of just taking it all off and going to a walk or a very, very low intensity, we're going to go to where you were for that 2 minutes. And then we ramp it back up and we go higher intensity for 2 minutes to work harder than we did for the 3 minute effort. Then we do our 3 1-minute efforts. But the recovery is always where we just were. All right, let's get ready to go in 10 seconds. We're gonna go 3 minutes with a minute at a lower intensity, 2 minutes, then a minute at a lower intensity, 3 times 1 minute with 30 seconds at a lower intensity. You are on the clock now. What speed or level is it gonna take you above 9 out of 10? Not to failure, but close.
Was ever behind me, all these lights that can't blind me, with your love nobody can drag me down. My life you stood by me when no one else was ever behind me, all these lights that can't blind me,
can drag me down.
More seconds. Hopefully you're struggling a little, but you're gonna make it, and you know you're gonna make it. To that 2 minute level, no less. Good. Be patient. You can and you will recover here. It is much more mental than it is physical. Physically, the intensity is low enough, you are recovering. Mentally, can you make yourself continue to move here? Seconds. Then we do 2 minutes more than we did for 3 minutes. 3, 2, 1, go. If your ending intensity is going to be in that 9 to 10 range, you're perfect. Can we try to be smoother now? A little bit more relaxed, no tension in the upper body, like shoulders, jaw. Try to release that. Okay, 3, 2, one, back to that 2 minute lower intensity, not off, just less. Hang here, nice job. As we learn to recover here, as opposed to nothing, just think of the increased volume of exercise you're getting throughout these workouts. This is a lot more than that low nothing intensity. So calorie burn is greater, volume of exercise is greater, fitness improves as well. There will be a training effect, and it'll take a little while. This may be affecting how fast or how intense you're doing your 3 and your 2 minute effort. It'll come over time. Okay, we're doing 3 times 1 minute, 30 seconds at this intensity for the recovery. Let's go. 1 minute on, more than the 2 minute effort, but knowing you want to do more each time for the 3 minutes. So don't go crazy on this first one. Two, one, lower intensity, but not no intensity. Two more 1 minute efforts. Let's go for the second one. Come on. A little bit more than the first one, which was more than the 2 minute effort, which was more than the 3 minute effort. Alright, 5 seconds to go. 30 seconds at a low, but not a no intensity. One more. The highest level, the highest wattage, the most intensity of this set. Maybe not of the class, but of this set. 3, 2, 1, go. Nine to go. Come on. rest. Now, this is off. Now, take it off. Not to that low intensity. This is the no intensity. All right, here's where we're going. We're getting close to the finish. We're going to do 3 1-minute efforts. We can go down to that very low intensity as well. We're going to start adding into that in that lower intensity cruising as we go week to week, but I just wanted to touch on it today. We'll start adding on to it as we go. Right now, I want to go 1 minute on, 30 seconds off, 3 times more each time. Right into 3 times, 30 seconds on, 30 seconds off, more each time as we go through that. So each interval, higher level, higher speed, higher wattage than the previous one, working your way up to max effort over the 6 of them. Let's get ready. We are going to go in 13 seconds. Okay, we're going for a tough minute. We're going to bang out this minute, but not so high, not so intense that you can't do more each and every time. Let's go. 1 minute. You're on it. So maybe if we're thinking about a number to shoot for, 8, 8.5. Okay. Giving ourselves some room to go higher. Seconds to go. Ten. Rest for 30. This is off. Easy. Three, two, one, more than you just did. But knowing there are 5 more intervals to do, and we want more each time. Set of 6 intervals. This should be the fastest, the highest level, the highest wattage, the highest ending perceived exertion so far.
Fun.
30 seconds on, 30 seconds off. Let's do more each time. We have three more. There's 90 seconds of work left. 90 seconds. Get ready to roll in five. Ramp it up fast. Two, one, go. 30 seconds. One, rest for 30. Alright, here we go. Two more. More each time. Two. One, let's go. And I know she'll be the death of me. At least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me. The worst is yet to come. But at least we'll both be beautiful and stay forever young. This I know. This I know. She told me don't worry about it. She told me don't worry. Rest. Last one coming up. Can we make this the best so far? Okay, let's get ready to go in five, two, one. Go. Last one, right here, right now. Come on, 10 seconds. Finish. Two, one. Rest. Very nice. Let's let the heart rate come down. Let's let the breathing rate come down. Just try to hydrate a little bit. Finishing up that water bottle if you have not already. Some calories now would be okay. Okay, nice work. She told me don't worry about it. She told me don't worry no more. We both know we can't go without it. She told me you'll never. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for coming. We'll see you all next week.